Blog Talk Radio.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhymer, me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that.
Yo, what is up, people? I am back from the dead. You know who it is. It is JTurk214, owner of the Green Bay Packers. I have here with me Q the True, also known as Q the Commish, also known as Roger Goodell around here, or the Devil, owner of the Atlanta Falcons, who is also undefeated.
President Crump.
And, yes, President, yeah, Crump, or whatever you want to call him. Yeah, that guy. He is here with me today, and we're going to have a good time. We are here to
pause.
We're here to have a good time. Pretty much just, I got a series of interviews that I'm going to do during the off season with several owners. At best, I hope to get a lot of you guys on here and just chop it up with you guys and see, you know, where you're at in this cycle of Madden, even though I missed the whole last season. But we're going to kind of try to recap some of you guys' season and just see what your plans are in the future. As I stated before, I got Q here. Man, Q, it was a crazy season, man. You went undefeated. But before we jump into that, I kind of want to go over the history for those who are newer to the league. If you could, if you want to give them like a small, brief, like synopsis of just your history in the league, like championship, playoff appearances, all that good stuff. When did you start in the SFL?
All right, I've been here since the beginning. It's been a handful of commissioners.
So you like Jesus. Moses.
Yeah, mothers like Jesus. Anyway, when we started, we migrated from the ACQB of the original members that were, you know, here from the beginning. Me, Brian, Spawn, Jack, LB, I don't know who else. I know AC joined like in season 4.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. How many? All right. Of course, you have a couple of titles under your belt. How many total? Man, it's like a couple loosely. How many SFL titles do you have to your name, sir?
Own 6. So with that being the case, there's only 3 people who have at least 6. Which would be myself, Brian, who has 7 as of recently, and LB, who was the first person to get to 6.
Okay. So you're on the hunt for number 7 right now.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So man, like I said, you had a great season, 16-0. Nobody really got close to even really just
that's not
giving
true.
You a
away.
I
had a game in, I think, week 3 with Gabe.
Yeah,
where I was losing all game.
I see that now. But besides that, it looks like you had a lot of easy wins. I did catch part of the Seahawks Falcons game. And I did see that defensive battle there. But besides that,
yeah,
I mean,
those are the ones I live for.
Yeah, hey, defensive battles, I take that all day instead of just throwing touchdowns off, you know, back-to-back-to-back and nobody's defense being played. I live for those defensive battles as well. So, that being said, what do you contribute to your continued dominance of the league, man? Because, it's something, it's crazy. I just hope that I can get double-digit wins one season. You
yeah,
out here
clearly,
off
clearly you're season. Struggling with that.
I am. It's a struggle. It's a horrible thing for me.
Yeah, you need to do better. It looks easy. It's not. It's a lot of practice time that goes into that. A lot of work, difficult work, difficult the operative word, because I'm not trying to speak that other language. Just put yourself, you practice, you know, situations, you practice against, you know, different covered shells, different fronts, you know, knowing when to run, when to pass, and just, I'll give you an example. So, like, when I go into practice, this is just in franchise mode. So, if you want to adopt it or anybody else wants to adopt it, go ahead. What I'll do is I'll, you know, set the offense on any play, random, and the defense as well. And then I'll back the I'll respot the football back on the opposite side of the field. And what from there, I'll, you know, basically run those plays over and over again until I score 5 times. It doesn't have to be consecutively, but 5 times without turning the football over, whether they're long runs, passes, or whatever the case. And if you turn the football over, you start over until you get 5 straight without turning the football over. So it's those types of things. It's, I mean, that's a lot that goes into it. It's not like you just show up and kick the living shit out of somebody. It's, you're there, you know, you've seen, you know, all of these coverages, all of these fronts, and really you're prepared for it. And the book I made, well, this is my second book that I'm using right now, but I like it. So there's a lot that I put into it. So I guess I'm happy to be 16-0, but all things considered, I don't really care about that. Because as I've always said, if you don't win a championship, the season is a failure. So the goal is to win the chip.
Hey, I respect that a lot, man. And it sounds like you do put a lot of time into it, and it definitely shows, because I can't remember the last time I won against you that didn't involve us being inside of AT&T Stadium. So it definitely shows.
You're a bitch for that, by the way, but go ahead.
I'm almost all undefeated in that stadium against you, but we won't get into that right now.
You might be right.
Yeah, trust me, I know. It's one thing I keep track of, and it's that. Anyway, one of the reasons why you came by, I know you wanted to drop by and speak on a couple of things. Pause. Anyway, you want to speak on a couple of things in regards to the league, you know, just kind of get your voice out on some rules or some updates on what's going on. So I'm just going to give you that, you know, that little bit of time to get out whatever it is you need to speak on, so these people can hear what you have to say, of course.
I won't take up too much of your time with that. Every season or off season, well, the entire season, from the beginning of the season leading up to the off season, the admins are always, you know, having dialogue with one another, trying to get feedback, you know, what works slider wise, if something is, you know, too strict or out of place, or if something needs to be tweaked, or, and if you don't know, there is a trade value chart. It's not a secret. It should be public knowledge. And naturally, we've tweaked the figures to reflect, you know, the level of thirst and who regards what in the SFL as far as skill positions are concerned. So, you know, we discuss those types of things. We discuss anything and everything. You know, we also discuss people no-showing or continually holding up advances and things like that. And just because you're not spoken to doesn't mean that we're not paying attention. So, and some of these people should know who I'm talking to. So I'll be completely honest with you. It wears thin after a while. So you sign on one day and, you know, you're not here no more. That's not my problem. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. You know?
Yeah,
rule wise, we're always trying to make everything better, trying to keep everything as same as possible.
Okay. Those are some very informative words. I feel like I may have been grouped in there a little bit. I'm feeling a little uneasy about that.
You know
that,
where you at. I ain't even got to do that. You might as well have a damn, like the ankle bracelet on right now.
Oh, yeah. I already know where I'm at. You didn't have to tell me nothing. That's why we're having this discussion right now. Anyway.
Sad.
Moving forward, man, I just, like I said, it's been a wild season. You had your Falcons went 16-0. You got Chance in the top the AFC at 14-2. Then you have AC who went on sabbatical and finished the season 1-15.
Hashtag Movegate. Right.
Movegate. Owners that went to the playoffs, like the Vikings, finished 3-13. Hashtag
Motivate.
Yeah.
That too.
And, I mean, you had a couple owners. You had the Ravens go 5-11. The Eagles, who went to the Super Bowl, right? It finished 7-9. Hashtag Super Bowl hangover. And you had a couple of good teams. You had LB miss out on the playoffs at 10-6. Got eliminated the last week.
Yeah. Shout out to the AFC. They had a hell of a final few weeks. People trying to make it to the playoffs.
That was definitely a dog.
Shout out to the grand design that most people don't even know about.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not here to decipher the grand design. I don't know why you're here.
Jets, I personally want to give a personal shout out to the Jets, who had a good season at 12-4 who still has a quarterback problem, and they went 12-4. So
got Teddy Two Gloves, man. I don't know if that's really a quarterback problem, but I hear you.
Well, he got hurt. I think he got hurt multiple times, like for stretches of the season. So that's why I'm saying he had quarterback issues. And
he still got a bye. Still, so he did all right for himself.
Yeah, Bengals owner at 10-6 made the playoffs pretty good. And let's see, we got the Cardinals, who rung off, like, I want to say, like 7 straight games to squeeze into the playoffs at the end.
Which, right.
That was impressive. Well, I think he lost his last game against the Raiders, but he strung off like 7 of his last 8 games to make the playoffs, which was pretty impressive. With that being said, did you have any shocker teams or just shocker anything this season? And well, let's say this: your biggest shocker and your biggest disappointment. If you could touch on.
Oh, I got those. Do I get the floor? All right.
Of course.
What shocked me? Truthfully, what shocked me was the Bengals sweeping B. That shocked me. I mean, two times in a season is difficult enough, but when all of the pressure was on, he was able to win that. That was a shocker. A disappointment, I guess, would be Ragdart, Rob, and as much King Wolf and Eric Rayweather, he watches, you think he would be better than what he is, but he really stinks, truthfully. So him winning, the interception award and sending a person to the play Pro Bowl, he was kind of happy with that. So that kind of lets you know where his expectations lie. I was kind of disappointed in Cody because he said he was going to either pick 31st or 32nd, and I heard he had told some people he was going to play me in the Super Bowl, but he ended up not making it. He got caught up in the hashtag grand design, unfortunately. A little disappointed that Clint didn't make it. He had that that game with Bryce, and I don't know. That went kind of less. Chan did what I expected him to do.
Completely.
Gate didn't make it. That was kind of a, no, he probably deserved that. He should probably be on time a little bit more. He might win some more games. Who knows? Bryce was a disappointment because Bryce pretty much makes the playoffs all the time, but he didn't make it. You know, he had a from my understanding, he's Matt Tateo right now, and his girlfriend doesn't exist. So there's your SFL news break.
Jesus.
So I'm never gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I was around. You know, I was hearing these things, how he was lying, and these are from his best friends and everything. So he's Matt Tateo to me right now.
Jesus. All right.
Two more disappointments. Cartier kid, who got that superstar running back. He did absolutely nothing with him, and now he's no longer a superstar running back. And Clem, the mulatto from the six, he drafted those two defensive ends, and they might have played like 15 snaps the entire season, and I think one of them was a superstar. So I don't know what the fuck is happening.
Krim, if you listen to this, holla at me. That
nigga, you don't even know if you trade.
Should have been on the Packers, man. He could be right here on the right side. I will send you Mike Adams for him right now. Holler at me.
Hey, Turk. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about your chances versus my son when y'all play tomorrow?
My chances versus your son. I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to say this. I have a way that I am going to keep my turnovers almost non-existent. Every time we played, our games have been relatively close, and that is with me serving him 6 interceptions on a platter. If I can control my turnovers, this game will be way different from what I have seen in recent memory. I just said it like that. I honestly feel like I have a great chance against him. I don't care what anybody else has, you know, thinks about it, because let everybody else tell it, I'd have been sitting at 2-14 this season. So, hell.
Hey, man, if you're terrible, you're terrible. But you're the king of the North right now, right?
Fucking crown me King Turkey, bitch.
Dirty Turkey, gotcha. 9-7.
Yeah.
I see you. Oh, real fast, shout out to Chicken Pup, who Jeff kind of named him that, for shit, winning 13 games and nobody thought he would win 8, and being, you know, the number 2 seed in the NFC. And Jeff, I'm drinking eggnog right now. Sorry you couldn't be in the playoffs, my dude.
Yeah, that sucks. Matt has been killing. I said this in the chat, I would love to play Matt again. There's no way that's going to happen unless it's in the NFC Championship game.
You know.
No, I'm serious. I would love to play Matt again. I would love to play Matt again. No, seriously, I would.
Well, you're going
to
play him again next season anyway because you won your division.
That's what I said. I can't wait. I love to play Matt again. Ever list of names.
You're going to be sad as a mother, you know?
Hey, man, if we ain't out here trying to play to win, then what are we playing for? What are we playing for?
Hey, man.
I'm not playing.
I played that defense. That defense is crazy.
It is. I played it, too. It's very, very
crazy. And then you know what it is?
Yeah,
I think they held me to, like, 14 points or something crazy.
I think I fared a little bit better than that. But moving on, man. So,
that's before he figured it out. But, mm-hmm.
So, I guess I don't know if we can really talk about the playoff predictions right now. You just asked me what did I feel about my game. How do you feel like you're going to fare? Just to be honest.
I don't know who I'm facing yet. I would love for Dirty Turkey to advance because I feel like if I play steps, that's child abuse. And I love my son to death, but, you know, when I play him, he has the mindset that he's already going to lose. Actually, the entire fucking NFC South feels like that. So with this platform, if anybody wants to go to the NFC South and swap teams with the niggas that are there, please do it. Don't be trash and try and get to the NFC South. I'm looking for competition. Playing steps is always cool. Steps kind of has a feel for my plays, pulse, and that's why one of the main reasons I go in and tweak the book as much as I do. You know, you don't want to get complacent or nothing like that. But I haven't played you since season one. And
yeah, I'm not.
I wouldn't mind scoring 60 points on your silly ass, you know?
That's very disrespectful. Anyway,
all right,
for those 50. Of y'all who have, for those of you who are not familiar with what's going on right now, everybody else is pretty much playing. It's set at this point, or whoever wins between myself and Steps, those on the play Q in the divisional round. So that's why this conversation is happening. you real disrespectful. Anyway, I can see how I can make it to the conference championships, but it's not very likely that I will. I see myself possibly winning this first game, but we're just gonna take it one game at a time. No, because a couple of seasons ago, I didn't see myself winning that the Dolphins game, but I just took it one game at a time, and so ended up killing AC's hopes and dreams in the process of not making the making a championship game. So, yeah, we're just gonna cross that bridge when we get to it. So, moving on, man. As we stated before, you had a great season, 16-0. Like I said, if you could crown an offensive and a defensive MVP, who would those guys be and why?
Is that within the confines of the entire league?
No. On your team, on your individual team, your offensive and defensive MVP.
Well, offensive is Matt Ryan. I mean, the MVP,
okay.
So
Matt Ryan.
League MVP,
5,000 and 8 yards, 71% completion rating. I mean, completion percentage, 46 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, 134.9 QB rating. Yes.
Good job, Turkey Stats and info. I don't know none of that.
Dude's a man child. His favorite target this season. His favorite target, Ryan Montgomery, who's the rookie from.
Royce. The 5'9".
Oh, Royce, the 5'9". God, got it. 66 catches, 1,965 yards, and 23 touchdowns, which is absolutely freaking ridiculous, averaging 123.
I don't think most people caught that. He's
5'9". A game. Yeah. And
his name is the name of Royce the 5'9".
Jesus. All right, Q. I got it.
Shut up, Turk. Yeah, I mean, you know, but other people may not know, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, you're right. We had you also had Taylor Gabriel in there, 43 catches, 1,127 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
None of that matters. It's the playoffs. It's a brand new season, man. But to answer
it
your
is.
Other question for defensive MVP, I'd nominate my entire starting defense. All did things to win games, every single one of them. Defensive tackles, getting interior pressure, stopping the run, easily intact, getting after the quarterback. Duke Riley, who was in high regard. Deion Jones, you already know. Excuse me. Brian Poole, True, the Pro Bowler. Jalen Collins, Rico, and, you know, God. I mean, Keanu Neal, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Nominate the whole defense.
He nominates the whole defense. So, Jesus, Keanu.
Team sport.
So, with that being said, I mean, we got about another 5 minutes. You got anything else to say?
Yeah, cool. Here we go. Why you don't let my son have 15 minutes on this fucking show?
15.
Why is my nigga relegated to, two sentences per segment?
Q, you feel me?
He's your co-host, but he ain't getting no shine. What's up with that?
I let him talk sometimes. Do they let him talk over there?
The fuck you mean you let him talk sometimes? You're not his dad.
I let him talk. No, he talks like I give him seconds. He has times when he
hashtag free steps.
Free steps. I mean, look, I'll see what I can do.
I ain't even done. Nah, I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear that. What's your problem with the other radio show? You know, competition still supposed to sharpen steel, man. This is all supposed to be a collective.
The squad that shall not be named. I urged them to
WBS.
Make it
I don't even know. I guess that's the White Boy Squad, but
yeah, squad. Anyway, I urged them to make a show. Nothing ever came about. I mean, they made two episodes. I got a couple of messages, people telling me, hey, when you coming back, shit is trash, yada, yada, yada. So, hey, I don't know. And then,
yo, man.
You know, everybody seemed...
That's what I want to know.
you know.
That's what we here for.
We're not doing that right now. But I've had people approach me. Okay?
Two people.
Back, so here I am. A few.
Okay.
Okay. A few.
I respect the hustle. Here's another thing. Stop talking. I don't like you. Why didn't you interview Austin? You know, he won the Super Bowl. I feel like the champion should have been interviewed so he could have like his celebratory press conference in a sense. And going forward, why not interview the Super Bowl winners? And I don't just say that to you. I say that to anybody that runs a radio show.
No, that was definitely ideal of mine for this season. Last year, I don't know why I did not do it. I don't know why I didn't do it, to be honest. I think the last show I had was when we spoke to you right after you lost, right? Yeah, right after you lost,
okay.
We spoke to you.
Right,
the show
night of the Super Bowl.
While the game was going on, correct.
I never had one after that.
But if I did, then maybe that would have been an idea to have him on. But I am telling you now that this year's Super Bowl winner, I will make an attempt to reach out to them. Now, if they decline, it's them, hey. But I'm going to make an attempt to get them on the show.
And lastly, because I know you're running out of time and I don't care about you, you signed a contract for 3 years.
Oh, we here, baby.
Are you renewing for a fourth?
Oh, hold on. See. Yeah, you know.
Don't be worthless.
You know, I feel good.
I feel like we can have the contract negotiations on air, right?
I feel like I can do four.
Don't bitch up now, man.
You know, I feel like I can do four but the thing is, we got to talk about it off air, but if we get to four, Aaron Rodgers is going to die.
That's not my problem. Take that up with Liz.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be dead by then, man.
Staring at you bumbleclotly right now, you're.
I don't know if I want to live that after Aaron life. So,
hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
No, I think I can do four, man, because I really haven't had any big issues with anything. I just, as long
so
as
on
we
air, you just said four.
Pace,
okay.
I said four. We spoke about. Was three. The issue that we had was three. That three is going to get done.
Yeah, that was the contract. All right. So
that was the contract.
We're through two for the most part, and everything is healthy, so I'm asking about a fourth.
Okay.
I'm not asking for nothing more. That's all.
All right. You
already can't be trusted.
You got it. I got it. You got your team option.
I got it. We got it. Everybody got it. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Look, man. Hey. All I know is that we're out of time, okay? I'll be here for four. I appreciate you being on with us today. Well,
no
on
doubt.
With me. And with that being said, man,
Paul,
appreciate it. You got any parting words? You got like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Shout out to the SFL. Let's have a productive playoffs. And Turk, bye, bitch.
Bye. All right, people, we out.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and careless, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
I spit that wonder rhyme of me and my conglomerates shall remain anonymous, caught up in the finest. Get that type of media coverage Obama get. Spit that Kurt Vonnegut.